call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. Let's delve in. You know what's amazing about God? God just showed me that my radio station is not my radio station, it's His radio station. It's part of His plan to get the word out. My book is not my book, it's God's book. It's part of His plan to get His word out. And I know that. This morning I did a radio show. I recorded a radio show. And downstairs I said, oh, I need to do a radio show today. What am I going to speak about? But this time, the way of preparing myself for the radio show was different. This time I sat down. I sat down on the edge of my bed. And I grabbed my phone and I pressed record. And I had no idea what I was going to talk about. No preparation. No pre-thought whatsoever. And when I pressed record, in that moment I was presenting myself to God and allowing myself as an entity through which God could speak through me. His spirit could speak through me to His people. But at the time of doing that, I didn't realize. And that's what it means to present yourself to God and ask Him. Not even ask Him. You allow yourself, because it's a choice. You allow yourself to be used by God. And after I pressed stop on the recording, I realized that everything that is in me, I've been filling myself up with His word every single morning, communing and having a conversation and questioning and processing, but allowing His spirit to work through me and to teach me and to guide me. And so in that moment when I sat on the bed and I recorded that, I realized that God had been filling me up with His word so that it will come out and be expressed at the right time in alignment with His purpose. What is the point of doing work in this world if it doesn't benefit God's plan? If it doesn't benefit the formation, the development of the jigsaw. I am a jigsaw piece. I am a function jigsaw piece within the entire jigsaw. Doing my unique bit in collaboration, collectively with all the other jigsaw pieces that are placed around the world, who are also expressions of God, so that He can advance His kingdom. so he can let his word be known, which through which his teaching can undo the learnings of his children so that they can receive their birthright and their inheritance. There is a world that is completely different from the world that you see. Completely different. And this world is one of abundance, it's one of peace, it's one of love, it's one of joy. But you will never see that world if your mind is serving another master. See, the Bible tells us that you cannot serve two masters. Even if you're doing it without realizing, you're not doing it consciously with intention, but because you're not serving God, by default, you are now serving the master of lies, the master of illusions. One of the problems with this world is that we identify with our body. We identify ourselves as our body. We don't really understand that we are not our body, that we are spiritual beings that has a body and that has a mind. And the thing is, if you identify yourself as a body, it means that you do not recognize your spirituality, the fact that you're a spiritual being. If you identify with your body, then you do not realize that you have a victim mentality. Because when you get sick, you don't really stop to think, well, I have created this. And that may sound really far-fetched to you. I have created this. My mind has created this. Because your body is a servant to the mind. Yeah, your mind is not a servant to the body. Your body is a servant to the mind. And you have the power to heal your body. You have the power to heal your body. However, if you don't recognize that, then how can you walk in the truth of that? Or as I like to say, walk in the energy of that. How can you walk in the truth of it? Because it's not going to be part of your comprehension, your understanding, your perception. And that's why I'm bringing this message to you, because I really want you to see who you are. You see, what you see is a reflection of your thinking. You see, what you think about, you project outwards. You project it outwards. The images that you see in your mind is what you see outside of yourself. Collective thinking, collective thoughts can project what they see on the outside. You see. That's why they have statements such as misery loves company, because if you've got a group of people who believe that the world is a down place and it's full of neglect and it's horrible and it's all the negative attributes, those minds collectively believe in that. So therefore, the Bible tells us when two or more are gathered, yes, that thing will manifest. It's going to manifest. Such is the power of our mind. But that's based on worldly thinking, based on the master's teachings, the illusionary master, the master of deception, the master of lies that wants to pull you away from the truths, teachings of this world. You have bought into an illusion. And then there is peace, standing quietly at your side. It's been there the whole time. It's been there the whole time. Joy has been there the whole time. Abundance has been there the whole time. God is love. But if you do not see that, how can you project it? So in order for us to change the world, we have to change the scenery, the imagery in our mind. That's the function of the mind. See, what we see is what we project. And the universe, God's universe, has to respond to that. On my journey of understanding who God is, I came across a law which I first heard about it through Neville Goddard. It wasn't called Law of Attraction at that time. That term was made famous by Rhonda Byrne in the movie that she created called The Secret. And, you know, that was then later featured on the Oprah Winfrey show. And, you know, anything that's featured on Oprah Winfrey blows up. You know, people want to know about it. And the law of attraction states that which is like unto itself is drawn. You know, Bob Proctor talks about it a lot as well. And it was just a law that was always there. Listen to this. It was always there. Just like the law of gravity was always there. But if something is hidden from your sight, how can you use it? You can't use something that you do not have. And if you do not have the understanding of these laws, how can you use it to the best of your ability? Think of the Wright brothers who created the first aeroplane. When they understood how the law of gravity works, they were then able to create a plane that lifts in the sky. So it's understanding. It's first of all recognizing that it's there in the first place, and then seeking understanding, wanting to have that understanding around it. So you can use it to your advantage. You can use it in a positive way. So on my journey, understanding that the law of attraction means that which is like unto itself is drawn. Which means that if I'm a happy person and I project happiness into the world based on the thinking that I have and the scenery that is in my mind, the environment that is in my mind, I'm going to have an abundance of it. God's universe is going to say, your wish is my command. I'm going to give you more reasons to feel that particular way, because the universe is just a reflection of what you're projecting. Yes? Think about it. If happiness was a coat, you put a coat of happiness on and you walk outside of your front door, who's going to be attracted to you? Who's going to be attracted to your smile? People who want happiness. Happy people are going to be drawn to you. Or people that seek that happiness. They see your happiness as aspirational, so they'll be attracted to you. So it's a law, yes? That which is like unto itself is drawn. So we're really talking about energy here. So in my shows, you always hear me saying that your thoughts are things, your thoughts are energy. Everything is energy. And I usually start my shows by saying, what are you thinking about? I don't don't just say it as a joke. I say, what are you thinking about? Because I'm interested. I want to know what you're drawing to yourself. If you're thinking something negative, because universe, that is a reflection, will reflect back at you what you are thinking about. It responds to the scenery in your mind. Okay, Jennifer's given out some vibes here. She's saying that she wants some negativity. I'm going to give it to her. You see, we call it negativity. God's universe doesn't judge whether it's negative or positive. It doesn't judge it. It doesn't make decisions for you. You make the decisions. And so I always say to you then, well, if you don't like what you're attracting, then change your thoughts. And then I will always say to you, ask yourself, and this is a really important question, what do I want? Ask yourself, what do I want? And the reason why I say that to you, what do I want, is because I want you to, it now refocuses or resets your mind to state positively what it is you want. So for example, a woman might be thinking, oh, all these men, they're liars, I can't stand them, you know. That date that I had last night, oh gosh, it was absolutely awful. Can you feel the energy behind the words? Your feelings are a language. I don't care where you are in the world. I don't care about your color, your creed, your height, your short. I don't care about that. Everyone has feelings. Your feelings is a language. Your feeling is an emotion, energy in motion. What is energy in emotion? It's a vibration. Hence the title name, The Secret Vibe. I'm talking about your vibration. And you're sending out a vibration of something that you don't even want, but you're unaware of it because of your words. Your words are symbolic of the feeling that you want to create. But if you're unaware of the law of attraction, how are you going to know first, before you have to recognize it, and second of all, how to even use it? So when I say to you, focus and ask yourself, what do I want? The reason is because I want you to focus on what you do want. Not what you don't want. So you wouldn't say to me, oh, I don't want a liar. No, you. What do you want? Oh, I want a man that's honest. I want a man that I can depend on. I want a woman who can cook good. I want a woman who is sexy. You see, can you feel the energy that's in motion while you were thinking those thoughts? While you were sharing my mind while I was thinking those thoughts, it felt good, right? And so God's universe, which is non-judgmental, says, your wish is my command. I'm going to give you experiences and circumstances to match what you have just shared with me, with your feelings. If you imagine this universe, if you could see it on a different dimension, it's like spider webs of frequencies, thoughts of things that go out into the atmosphere. It doesn't matter where you are, it's not limited by time and space. Because of your unlimitedness, because of your spiritual beingness. Have you ever had the experience where you thought about somebody? You think, I wonder if George is okay. I've not spoken to George in a long time. I'm in London, and George, who I might be thinking about, probably lives in America. And all of a sudden, a strange thing happens. The phone rings, and George is on the other end of the line, and you're thinking, what? And as we say in the West Indian, as a West Indian expression, George, you're going to live long. I was just thinking about you. I bet that every single person that is listening to me right now has had that experience. What, did you think it was a coincidence? It's not a coincidence. That's the law of attraction. That is how it works. But if you're not conscious of how it works, then you're going to not use it constructively, because the law of attraction is at work just the way that the law of gravity is at work, whether you believe it or not. So what I say is, why not use that law intentionally? Why not use it intentionally? So when I'm coaching women on how to attract the type of person that they want in their life, what I teach them is that they have to embody that feeling first. Hence the formula: vision, intention, belief, and expectation. Okay, it's based on the acronym of the word vibe, vision. It's about having vision, not sight. You see, what we see is based on our perspective. It's based on our perception, which is based on our thinking and our programming of this world. But I'm saying, no, you need to have vision. And you, to get vision, you have to lean into God's teaching on the law of attraction. You see, you have to lean into who God says who you are. You have to lean into God's identity. And God's identity is all good. He says that you're wonderfully made, that you're a masterpiece, that you're very good. When you learn about God, essentially you're learning about yourself. And that's what gives you joy and love and self-love. That's why one of the greatest commandments is love your neighbor as you love yourself. Yeah? As you love yourself. You're not going to love yourself if you're less than who you are. There will always be that pulling in you that you're more than that. So you have to, even if you don't believe it, you have to lean into the understanding of who God says you are. You have to borrow that. And you have to have some good friends around who are going to encourage that and help you to believe in who you are. That's why I believe in the word, because that tells me who I am. That's what pulled me through. Not being dependent on my limited perception of myself. I'm strong in who God says I am. That's what vision is. Focus on yourself and your talents and your what God has put inside of you, what your purpose is, and pursue that. And when you've filled your cup up till it's overflowing, you're so passionate about it, you're going to emit a vibe. You're going to emit a vibration, an energy in motion that is so potent, that is so beautiful, that who can resist that? And then that, from that place of self-love, of having that vision about yourself, now you say, you can state your intention, an authentic intention. This is how I feel. This is how I feel about myself. And I would love a partner who reflects who I am. You see, it all begins with the vision. All begins with the vision of self-love. And in the process of that, we have to rid ourselves of the B, which is in the blueprint, rid ourselves of limiting beliefs, beliefs that tell us or have taught us that we are less than who we are, that we are less than who God says we are. Speaking to a lady the other day, I conducted a webinar on the art of writing a book, and there was a particular lady that was in the group, and all I could hear was limiting beliefs. We all have them, right? I'm not good enough. I can't do this. I heard procrastination, and yet I want to do it. But you see, your words are out of alignment with what you say that you want to feel. You have to get into alignment. Your words are symbolic of your feelings. So get that into alignment, or else it's at a discord, it's at a disharmony. So how on earth are you going to manifest if your internal world is in conflict? Because that is what you're going to project. So we have to work on our beliefs that limit us, that tell us that we are less than who God says we are, that we are less than what higher being or infinite intelligence, whatever you want to call that higher power. Those beliefs that tell us that we are less than what God says we are. Borrow that until you believe it. And then the E. What is the E? The E is expectation. The E is expectation. Don't you expect good? If God's been so good to you and you're continually grateful, just have an attitude of gratitude. You have, when you know who God is, you expect good, because that's all that God gives you is good. And it's like, oh, that's done. That's been taken care of. It's done. And because your whole purpose is to serve God and your mind is open to God's instruction, your expectation is open, always open to hearing his word. And God will deliver to you, trust that he will deliver to you in accordance with his plan. That's what the E means, the expectation. And I developed this out of the book, that again, I call it God's book, She's Got That Vibe, which was the first book that I penned through the direction of the Spirit, which is available on Amazon. See, when you start on that journey with God, you have to first give yourself, make yourself available to his instruction. Make yourself available for conversation. Make yourself available for the hearing of his word. And as he develops that and puts that word inside of you, he puts a seed of his word inside of you, that begins to grow. His word is good. Good seeds. And so therefore, they can only grow into good seeds. Like produces like. Allow God to work in you. And so that's what the vibe is in a nutshell. And it's not something that is exclusive. It's not a formula that God gave me that is exclusive to relationships. Where can you apply this in other areas of your life? Vision. Knowing who you are, would that, if you know who you are and you love yourself, would that not affect all of your relationships? Not just your romantic ones. It's going to enhance all relationships that you have. It's going to call to you, call in, attract to you more reasons to feel that way. It's going to call in people that are in the same vibration as you. And those that are not will be repelled by it, because they're vibrating at a different frequency. You're going to understand how to set an intention. You're going to understand that the universe doesn't understand the words don't, not, and no. So if I say to you, don't think of a pink elephant, I know what you're thinking about right now. So you have to speak to God in positive language so that he feels the emotions behind your words. Because that is what God's universe responds to, with complete non-judgment. See, God's word is truth, is changeless, just like his laws. So understand how the law of attraction works, recognize it and use it to the betterment of your life. As mentioned, you can access, you can get a copy of my book, She's Got That Vibe, on Amazon. I also have a new book that's coming out at the end of this month. We're in June 2020, called Perspective. How appropriate a title in this time of COVID-19 and incidents such as George Floyd. There's an unrest in the community in terms of race. There's race wars going on. What an appropriate title, Perspective. You know, we're at a time where we're looking at things in a different way. So Perspective will be available also at the end of this month. Currently, you can get it at valerieacampbell.com.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio App. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.